Hi, this is Rhys Jones. Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about how much it costs to set up a recruitment company. It's a question I get asked all the time for people that are inquiring about how I can help people set up their own recruitment company. And it's actually quite a simple question to answer, but you have to answer it yourself. I can't necessarily give you the specific answer because there's so many variables involved. The variables that make the difference are how much you need to live off, but the biggest factor is your sales forecast. You've got to get your sales forecast right, because your sales forecast then turns into a cash flow forecast. Now, a cash flow forecast, if you've not done one, sounds complicated, but it isn't actually that complicated at all. What you need to do is do your sales forecast, which I'm sure you've done as a recruiter, how much you're going to bill in month one, month two, month three, month four, so on and so forth, and then look at how long it takes for your candidates to start. Now, your candidate, depending on your sector, it might be a week, it might be a month, but once you know that, and then add on to it how long it's going to take for you to get paid once that person starts. In some sectors like the legal industry, it might only be 14 days or 21 days before your client pays. But some sectors, like the construction industry, that can be 3 months or even 6 months. So you've got to factor that into it. So if you go back to your sales forecast, if you say, for example, you're going to get £5,000 placed in month three, it takes a month for that person to start. So the person will start in month four, so the invoice goes out in month four, and then it takes, say, 30 days for the person to pay, your client to pay rather, that's month five. So you know you're going to get your first amount of cash in month five. So from there, you've got to look at 5 months running costs, and that's how much money you need. In addition to that, you've got to look at maybe how risk averse you are, because, okay, what if you don't place in month three? What if it's month four or month five? So you don't necessarily need the amount of cash for your sales forecast. You might want to put in an extra month or two to give you some wiggle room if things don't go according to plan. Because the one thing you can't afford when you set up a business is to fail. You can't afford to fail. Because, looking at the businesses I've set up through Davis & Gray, my own personal businesses, I've never had a failure. But that's because I do understand, although I haven't experienced, how expensive a failure can be. And that's not necessarily cash expensive, emotionally expensive. It can be devastating for some people if their business doesn't work out. So getting your sales forecast right and your cash flow forecast right and ensuring you've got the cash is absolutely essential. So when you're looking at your sales forecast, you need to put a lot more thought into it than you may already do if you were writing one for your current employer. And by doing that, if you build your resilient sales forecast, then it's far more likely you're going to get the right figure for how much money you need. Now, how you get your sales forecast right is by listing all your placements the previous 6 months or 12 months. And next to all the candidates, put where you got the candidates from. Next to all the vacancies, put where you got the vacancies from. And from that, you can see where you make your money. And there are going to be certain parts of that analysis which might highlight areas that you may not have when you set up on your own. For example, if you've had some candidates come off the database, you may not have that. If some of your vacancies have come off a PSL, you may not have that either. So knowing this allows you to be realistic about your sales forecast and not going through gut. Because when you do your sales forecast, it can't be through gut. It's too important. You've got to get it right. So put some time to it and get it right. So if you analyse those figures, that will help you understand areas you may not have. It'll also highlight another cost area that's important when you're looking at the cost of your business. If you use job boards, it'll highlight to you which job boards actually make you money, because it's surprising when you analyse your figures that you'll see that some job boards that you think are useful don't actually make you money. They might give you good candidates that are good for the database or that go to interview, but they don't actually give you candidates that place the ones that are important that make you the money. One of the things I used to do to help the recruiters develop in one of my first businesses, Elliott Marsh, is I'd ask them each year to go back, look at the previous year and analyse their own figures to see where the money came from, look at the percentages, look at the clients they got it from, and analyse where the success came from to help them build a plan for the following year. And what some of them would realise is they were reliant on one job board, not three or four that we had. They'd also realise that they actually spent a lot of time on one particular job board, didn't place anybody. Or they might realise that they feel as though all their business comes from LinkedIn, when in actual fact it's from the database, but it helps you understand where you get your money from. But when it comes back to the costs, which is what we're talking about today, job boards, they're not cheap. Most job boards seem to have a sort of a minimum level before you get a reasonable cost per job. So some of the job boards that we use, you've got to spend at least £4,000 or £5,000 before you'll get a decent price per job. So if you don't use a lot of jobs, you're going to pay an awful lot per job. So it's important that if you are going to invest in a job board, you invest in the right job board and not multiple job boards. So if you go back and look at your sales analysis, that could save you an awful lot of money. So if we go back to looking at your sales forecast and we work out when you're going to get your cash in. So if your sales forecast says you're going to get a placement in month three, they're going to start month four, cash in month five, and you want an extra month's wiggle room, you're looking at 6 months running costs. So for the 6 months running costs, you might think it's all about listing the costs like your website and your database, etc. But the biggest cost by far in any recruitment company is always salaries. So it's important that you look at your salary. Now, fair if you don't pay yourself a salary per se, but clearly you need money to live off. Now, how much that is down to you. Now, what I wouldn't suggest is you look at the absolute bare minimum because, you know, set up your own company, it might be a bit stressful at times, so you don't necessarily want to be sweating it about how much money you've got to pay the bills with every month. But then again, you have got to look at the big picture because once you get up and running, once you've got past that first 6-12 months, you know, running your own business and owning your own business, it is lucrative. There's no denying that. The businesses that I work with, even factoring in the cost that we have, because we fund the database, we fund the accountancy costs, we fund the job boards, we fund an awful lot of the running costs. But if you take our costs and any additional costs, virtually all the people that we work with, they're taking home, you know, 75 to 80% of what they bill. So it is massively lucrative, but you've got to get past that first 6-12 months, because what you can't afford in any business plan is afford to fail, because failure isn't just financially expensive, it's emotionally expensive. Now, fortunately, I've never had a business fail on me. None of the Davis Gray partners that we are working with have ever failed. You know, I've got 100% track record, but it is a risk, obviously, because within the recruitment sector, 3 out of 4 businesses fail within the first 2 years. So, it, you know, there is a risk there, but a lot of it is down to getting your preparation right and getting a plan, because if you haven't got a plan and you're going to try and wing it, you've got a much, much greater chance of failing. So this is why you need to get your sales forecast correct. You need to get your cost forecast correct so you know how much money you need. Now, if you're looking back to some of the costs that you would list, you need to go through in great detail, think what you need. You know, you're going to need a website, you're going to need a logo, you know, you're going to need an accountant, you need a mobile phone, you know, you're going to need job boards, you're going to need databases. Now, most of those costs are fairly standard. You know, your database probably going to cost you anywhere between £50 to £100 a month. An accountant, depending on where you go, it can be anything sort of £1,500 to £2,000 a year. That's going to vary. But the one cost that can be a big variable is the website. Now, you can get a website off GoDaddy or whatever for like £500. But the problem with those sort of websites is you get what you pay for, and they look cheap. Now, so any business that's looking to use you, any new business, if you look at your website and it looks cheap and it looks tacky and they could tell it's set up on a shoestring, they're going to think you're not a particularly professional outfit. Now, I'm not suggesting that you spend a lot on a website, because some recruiters can fall into seeing the vanity aspect of a website, that it reflects on them as a person. But really, you've got to look at professionally. Does it do the job? Is it going to reassure clients they want to trade with you? But what I would also say is, if you're not going to make the website visible through search engine optimization, getting on Google or Google paid ads, it's not that important, because clients who are going to trade with you tend to trade with you and don't check your website. So if people already know you, they tend not really to look at the website. It's people that don't know you look at the website. But that has a knock-on effect, because for me, the value in your website is people finding you that don't know you. That's the whole point of the website. It's people that are going to Google or social media and looking for a new recruiter, looking for jobs, looking for vacancies, whatever it might be, and then finding your website and ringing you up. For all the businesses I support, the websites are cash generators. They are big cash generators. Most businesses are making at least one, two placements a month through the website. And that comes through investing in search engine optimization. Yes, also investing in Google Ads. But it's the hard work that goes into brand building of that website. But come back to the cost of the website. If you want to optimize the website, you want to gain clients and candidates and business through the website, it is going to cost you a little bit extra. And this is an area that you maybe need to do some research before you actually set that in your budget. So coming back to the question we started this podcast on, which is how much does it cost to set up a recruitment company? It comes down to how many months it's going to take you before you get your money in. So if it's going to take 6 months before you get your money in, then it's 6 months of salary that you want to pay yourself, plus the various setup costs like a website, like setting up your domain name, and then the ongoing costs like an accountant, like your job boards, and like your databases. And you simply put that in a spreadsheet and add that all up together. Because if you've got the 6 months of month-by-month running costs and your setup costs, if 6 months is when you get your cash in, there's your answer. So each individual business that I talk to that wants to know the answer to that question, that's how I answer it, is to help you understand it for yourself. So you've got to get that right to make sure that you do get past the first 12 months. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. As you could probably tell, I invest in and support startup recruitment companies. So if you are interested in potentially working with me to grow a business together, you can get in contact with me either through our business, Davidson Gray, or you can contact me direct through my LinkedIn profile and we can arrange a conversation. Thanks.